Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Bob Mayer. Batting second. The second baseman, Eddie Mayo. Batting third. The right fielder, Roy Cullenbine. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Rudy York. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Doc Kramer. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Jimmy Outlaw. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Skeeter Webb. Batting eighth. The catcher, Paul Richards. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Joe Orrell. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Joe Orrell. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, George Metkovich. Batting second. The second baseman, Ben Steiner. Batting third. The center fielder, Tom McBride. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bob Johnson. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Johnny Lazor. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Eddie Lake. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Jackie Tobin. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bob Garbarek. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Clem Houseman. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Clem Houseman. And now, play ball. Bob Mayer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Steiner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo hits a ball on the ground towards first. Metkovich scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Mayo for the out. Two outs. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine hits a ball on the ground towards first. Metkovich scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cullenbine for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mayo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ben Steiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steiner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tom McBride is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Richards for a passed ball. Steiner moves to second. Tom McBride is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McBride hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Steiner scores. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Webb scoops it up and throws to first for the out. McBride moves to second. Two outs. Johnny Lazor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazor hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. York settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York hits a ball on the ground for a single. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer bunts towards the mound. Houseman fields it and throws to first for the out. York moves to second. One out. Jimmy Outlaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Outlaw hits a fly ball into center field. McBride settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Houseman fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mayo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jackie Tobin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tobin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mayo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Garbark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garbark hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Orel fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Paul Richards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richards hits a pop-up towards short. Lake settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Orel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orel hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Houseman fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Mayer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayer is 0 for 1 in the game. Mayer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tobin fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Clem Houseman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houseman is called out on strikes. One out. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich is 0 for 1 in the game. Metkovich is hit by the pitch. Ben Steiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steiner is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Steiner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Webb throws to second for 1, and Mayo throws to first, and York drops the ball. Two outs. Tom McBride is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Steiner. The throw from Richards and he is safe. Steiner steals second. Tom McBride is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McBride is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. McBride hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. York settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo is 0 for 1 in the game. Mayo hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Tobin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Cullenbein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbein is 0 for 1 in the game. Cullenbein takes first base on ball 4. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. York takes first base on ball 4. Cullenbein moves to second. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0 for 0 in the game. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Houseman throws to second for 1, and Lake throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Cullenbein scores. Kramer moves to second. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's Tigers, 1, Red Sox, 1. Jimmy Outlaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Outlaw is 0 for 1 in the game. Outlaw is walked intentionally. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0 for 1 in the game. Webb is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Lazor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazor is 0-for-1 in the game. Lazor hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Orel fields it and throws to first for the out. Johnson moves to second. One out. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake is 0-for-1 in the game. Lake hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Johnson moves to third. Jackie Tobin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tobin is 0-for-1 in the game. Tobin hits a ball on the ground towards first. York has Johnson trapped. There's the throw to Richards and over to Mayer, who tags Johnson for the out. Lake moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Bob Garbark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garbark is 0-for-1 in the game. Garbark hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lake scores. There goes Tobin trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. It's 2-1, Red Sox. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Paul Richards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richards is 0-for-1 in the game. Richards hits a fly ball into center field. McBride settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Orel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orel is 0-for-1 in the game. Orel hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bob Mayer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayer is 0-for-2 in the game. Mayer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Orel moves to second. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo is 0-for-2 in the game. Mayo takes first base on ball 4. Orel moves to third. Mayer moves to second. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Cullenbine hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. York hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tobin fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Tigers 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Clem Houseman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houseman is 0-for-1 in the game. Houseman hits a fly ball into right field. Cullenbine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Metkovich hits a ball on the ground towards first. York scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Metkovich for the out. Two outs. Ben Steiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steiner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Steiner hits a pop-up towards short. Webb settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-1 in the game. Kramer hits a fly ball into center field. McBride settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Outlaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Outlaw is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Outlaw hits a pop-up towards short. Lake settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0-for-2 in the game. Webb hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lake fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Lake. Paul Richards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richards is 0-for-2 in the game. Richards hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tobin fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Tigers 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tom McBride is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McBride is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. McBride hits a fly ball into left field. Outlaw settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Johnson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mayo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Lazor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazor is 0-for-2 in the game. Lazor hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lake takes first base on ball 4. Lazor moves to second. Jackie Tobin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tobin is 0-for-2 in the game. Tobin hits a ball on the ground towards first. York scoops it up and throws to first, with Oral covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Hub Walker pinch hits for Joe Oral. Hub Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Mayer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Mayer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Steiner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Mayo hits a ball on the ground towards first. Metkovich scoops it up and throws to first, with Houseman covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Tigers 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Art Houdeman now pitching. Bob Garbark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garbark is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Garbark hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Clem Houseman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houseman is 0-for-2 in the game. Houseman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mayo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Metkovich hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Cullenbine hits a fly ball into right field. Lazor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. York hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-2 in the game. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Metkovich fields the ball and can't make a play. That's a base hit. There goes York trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. Two outs. Jimmy Outlaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Outlaw is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Outlaw hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lake fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Tigers 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ben Steiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steiner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Steiner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tom McBride is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McBride is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. McBride bunts towards first. York scoops it up and throws to first, with Mayo covering, for the out. Steiner moves to second. One out. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Johnson is walked intentionally. Johnny Lazor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazor is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lazor hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 5-1, Red Sox. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lake hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Richard settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jackie Tobin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tobin is 0-for-3 in the game. Tobin hits a fly ball into right field. Cullenbine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. John McHale pinch hits for Skeeter Webb. John McHale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McHale hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Steiner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Paul Richards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richards is 0-for-3 in the game. Richards hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lake scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Red Borum pinch hits for Art Houdeman. Red Borum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borum hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bob Mayer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayer is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Mayer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lake fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 5, and Detroit Tigers, 1. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.